need you to settle in our hearts. Some of us need you to settle in our houses. Oh God. Oh God. This is our prayer tonight. Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Oh, my blessing. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see.
I had to make sure. Hello. Hello, y'all. Y'all don't even understand the kind of time I've been having here on this live. And on my end, it looked like I'm frozen, but I see on my phone. Listen, hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing out there in the real world? I have been struggling for a while, like a long, long time to get this up and running. And I don't know if it's the weather or what it is, but listen, your girl over here struggling really, really bad, like really, really struggling. And I hate to struggle. I hate to have a hard time trying to set myself up. But anyway, I'm here. I am absolutely happy to be here. Welcome to Eve's Talk, where we're all purposed and essentially valuable for the kingdom of God. I am absolutely excited about being here on tonight. I first want to say thank you guys for all y'all, like everybody's birthday wishes. This time last year, I was in Israel. I was living the big life. Listen. And come to this year, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm not in Israel, but I am happy to be alive. I am happy and excited for all the friends, family, all my Facebook friends, and just my classmates that I went to school, everybody that know me, just all my family, everybody. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be 48. You girl getting on up there, but I'm excited about that. The older I get, the growner I get. I don't know if that makes sense, but the older I get, the growner I get. My patience is really short for a lot of things. I'm really outspoken about what I want, what I don't want. But that's just the way it's going to be. Cause you know, now I kind of feel like, you know, I ain't gonna be that bad, but you know, as people get older, they just say they don't have no filter. Like, I understand it because, like, it's just at this age, it's like I'm not really willing to put up with a lot, especially when we should be adults and growing up and grown by now. But I'm excited for it to be 48. I did have some announcements, but I struggle today. Hey, Mama Jones, how are you today? But I had so many struggles. I don't even know where my little notes at. So I'm freestyling completely on tonight. Our topic tonight is before you move forward, before you move forward. Listen, and this is really near and dear to my heart because I know people that are really struggling mentally. I know some people that are literally losing their minds. And so, one of the things that I learned last year that God was teaching me through my frustration, through the things that I was going through and the things that I was not doing well in, I would go ahead and say the things that I was failing at, because I had got to a point where I was like really frustrated about things that I felt like should have been already healed, or things that should already been taken care of, things that should already grew. And I was really, really frustrated. And because of my frustration, I didn't handle things in the way that I should have. I'm sorry, you guys, if I'm pausing. I'm doing the best that I can on tonight. Listen, I'm doing the best. I'm doing the best that I can. And so tonight's topic is kind of like dear to my heart. God revealed some things that I think that I want to share on tonight about before we move forward. Yes, we want to move forward because there's a prize in the end. The Bible says move forward to the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. There's a prize waiting on us. But a lot of us, if you grew up in my era, we were told to be strong. We were told to not let anything get us down. We were told just to keep moving, to keep going. And we do that. And what I found out is that a lot of us spend years moving forward, but really not going anywhere. If you have had any type of trauma, if you've had any type of situations that you have had to really to take the breath out of you, you just can't move forward. Matter of fact, that thing is not even moving. It's going to actually be there until you realize that it's there. Like, we can't move past circumstances and situations without dealing with them. And so tonight's topic is really near and dear to my heart. Before you move forward, you have to deal with some things. Before you move forward, you're going to have to acknowledge that there is pain there. You're going to have to acknowledge that there is trauma there. You're going to have to acknowledge that that thing did something to you. You're going to have to acknowledge that. That person really hurt you. You have to acknowledge that that person really did you dirty, like beyond something that you could ever imagine. And so before we move forward, one of the things that I've been praying about lately is a settling. What's settling in our hearts? And it can be a double-edged sword. Like if we settle in the wrong place, it can hurt us. But if God come and settle on our heart, it can help us. And so I want to talk about making sure you settle your heart on tonight. Settling your heart. And of course, I'm coming with a scripture. The scripture is coming out of the book of Luke. It's talking about the end time. Jesus is talking to the disciples. He's talking about the end times. He's telling them, he's warning them what is going to take place. And not just for the disciples, but for us. Before he come back for us, these are some things that are going to take place. And we like to focus on things outside of the church, but we want to focus on some things inside of the church. And when I mean the church, I mean the people, not a building, not a particular church that we go to. I'm talking about the body of Christ. And so I'm going to read Luke the 21st chapter, and it says, settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed by both parents, brethren, kinfolks, friends, and some of you shall they cause you to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. That's a promise, y'all. In your patience possesses your soul. And that was Luke 21, 14 through 19, I think. Yeah, 19. And I read that because I believe that Jesus is talking to us today, because it's not just for the disciples. As we grow, as we become ambassadors for Christ, as we evolve as Christians, as we evolve in our relationship with God, there are some things that's going to come after us. There are some evil things, some evil people. And keep in mind, the people that Jesus was dealing with was the religious people. It wasn't the people in the world. the people that the disciples dealt with. It wasn't the people in the world. It was religious type people. It was people that were supposed to have a relationship with God. And sometimes what we experience, the Bible talks about betrayal, and it don't, some of our hurt, some of our pain come from the people that's most close to us. The Bible says that it's going to be some parents. It's going to be some friends. It's going to be somebody that's near and dear to our hearts. And we just can't just act like these things doesn't bother us, or these things didn't hurt us, or these things didn't break us down, that life ain't really life. And but we're going to have to learn how to deal with these circumstances and situation as is, because when we try to move forward, we're really not going anywhere. Emotionally, we stuck. Mentally, we stuck. One of the things that God showed me last year in my own life, my own personal life, is that I moved forward, but I didn't deal with nothing. And so when things started happening, God was using those things not to hurt me again, but he was using those things to expose my heart, to expose the things that my heart hid from me. Don't you know that your trauma, your heart will hide your trauma from you? That's why the Bible said that the heart is deceptive and desperately wicked. Who can discern it? We don't even know our own hearts. We don't even know our own hearts. I think you, listen, the Bible, God tells us that we don't even know our own hearts. And when something traumatic happens to us, when we receive a sense of betrayal that's beyond our mental capacity to even take in, our minds and our hearts start hiding things from us. And then we don't know that we just moved on without, you know, out of sight, out of mind, until somebody triggered that. God is steadily revealing my triggers, the ones that I didn't even know that was there, because it was out of sight, out of mind. I didn't know that it was there until somebody did something to me to trigger it. And so God is saying that we got to settle our hearts. We have to settle our hearts. Why? Because our hearts need to be revealed. It needs to be free. It needs to accept the things that has happened and not hide it from us. You can't heal what you're hiding. Before you move forward, your heart has to be settled. You have to acknowledge some things happened, some things that broke you down. Life was really life in some circumstance. Somebody really did you dirty. Somebody was dirty and grimy. Somebody betrayed you. Somebody sold you for nothing. Because if you try to move on as if nothing, I'm just going to keep on moving. I'm not going to let nothing bother me. It sounds good. It sounds real good. It sounds real good for you to say, I ain't going to let nothing bother me. But in reality, what's happening is that our heart is hiding this stuff from us. And the only way we're going to find out that it's not, our hearts is not right, is because we're going to be triggered by something else. We have to learn how to settle our heart. How do we settle our hearts? We settle our hearts with the truth. We settle our hearts with the truth. The truth about what happened. The truth about it was my mama that did such and such and such. It was my daddy that did such and such and such. It was my brother that did such and such and such. It was my sister that did that to me. It was my cousin that sold me out. It was the pastor at the church that did me dirty. It was this, it was that. We have to be able to get to a point where we're honest in our hearts. That's the only way our hearts is going to settle. If we don't settle our hearts, guess what come up? We have anxiety. Why? Because we have undealt emotions. We have undealt circumstances that we have not yet faced. Before you move forward, I need you to deal with what's in your heart. I need you to deal with what they did to you, how they did to you, what they said to you, how embarrassed you are, how ashamed you are about what happened to you. You got to settle that thing in your heart with the truth. And then you got to accept who did it. We don't want to accept, because we've been told and taught lies about how to handle trauma and how to handle life. We have to be honest. So we hide and we cover things. We are the one taking the great fall. We are the one that are broken. And people then went on with their life. And they done did this thing to us, and they done hurt us, they done raped us, they done violated us, they done betrayed us. And here we are covering things that we need to really uncover. I have people that I love and I know that's not in their right minds today, because they really thought that they could handle it and just keep moving forward and keep going on with life like this stuff didn't really happen. And it took their minds, because after a while, we can only suppress things for a little while. Let me tell you something, it's a danger for you to suppress your life when tragedy can happen. It's a danger. You're playing with your mind. That's how the enemy get in our minds. That's how he come and he snatch our minds. That's how he gain access to our minds, because we're not selling in our heart what is true. It's time out for keeping secrets. It's time out for trying to cover things that we don't even have the ability to cover. You don't have the mindset to cover what they really did to you. And so who you are in your life, you full of anxiety, you full of depression, you battling back and forth, you don't feel good, you don't feel worthy, you're in a dark place, you're in a dark spot in your life. Why? Because we are covering things that we should be revealing. I'm not gonna keep things covered at my expense. I'm not gonna do it. I need to get in my heart that, yeah, it was somebody that I love. Yeah, it might have been my mama. Yeah, it might have been my brother. Yeah, it might have been my sister. Yeah, it might have been my best friend that did these things. It might have been my pastor. It might have been the youth pastor. It might have been the deacon. We have to get to the point where we start really dealing with stuff, because I don't want to have no more of my friends and the people that I love losing their minds, thinking that they can go on with life and move forward and not deal with the traumatic things that have happened in their life. He's preparing us. He's preparing us, and he's telling us the reason why they gonna do it is because you belong to me. It's my namesake. It's because you trust me. It's because you live for me. It's because you worship me. It's because you say my name. It's because you believe in my name. The only reason why the enemy attack us and he used people is because we are believers. We ain't playing games. This is our real life. He comes after us. And we do a disservice to other new Christians and people that's coming onto the kingdom and not tell them the truth. We have to. We have to tell people the truth. We have to live in truth. We've been taught to lie. We've been taught to cover up. We've been taught to say, you can't tell it. You can tell it to the right people. Before you move forward, you have to settle things in your heart. We settle things in our heart by telling the truth. We settle things in our heart by acknowledging it happened. I don't care how many people gonna come against you. We live in a time and a day where people are so messed up. They're so spiritually lost, but they'll take a lie over the truth any day. All you see right now is people living lies. They really believe that they can pull themselves by their own bootstrap. They believe that they can judge other people's life and that their life is good enough where they can tell other people what they cannot and cannot do. I never saw so many people who have no experience, who have no relationship with God, that has no real foundation, that's living life any kind of way, want to give advice to other people. Listen, don't come to me. Because I'm going to shut you down. I know, especially if I know you, I'm going to shut you down. Baby, listen, clean up your own porch. Clean up your own front door before you try to clean up mine. Because I know you for real. Don't come with your judgment and your accusations and what you feel in your emotion, because I'm going to shut it down. Because I'm going to live in the truth. The truth is, it happened. And I got receipts on it.
It happened and I got receipts. A lot of us, we covering up stuff that we got. We even got the evidence that it happened. I was praying early this week and I started praying against the enemy. And I started praying against the weapons that's been formed. And I know that they won't prosper. And I began to square my shoulders back. Anybody that know me, that I got a little fight in me. And that I'll fight for real, for real. And I know how to fight on my knees. And I know how to fight in spiritual warfare. And I began, while I was praying this week, I started pushing my shoulders back and started telling the enemy. Because, you know, I'm really not scared. This is not the season to be scared. We can't even move forward. We're operating in fear. I'm not worried about what people going to say. Because what I need to do, I need to deal with this thing. And I got to settle this thing in my heart. Because when I settle it in my heart, it calms my spirit. And then it brings peace to my mind. Why? Because I'm living in truth. We're living in truth. And when you live in truth, you can face it. Then you can deal with it. If you got issues going on in your life, do not play with your life. Don't play with your mind. The enemy is crafty. He is skilled in what he does. Don't play with it. If there's some things going on in your life and life have become dark in your life and you see yourself entering into a dark place, don't play with it. I'm telling you, it's not. I tell my kids, I've been in a place where I lost my mind. Because I couldn't handle what happened to me. When I tell you life knocked the wind out of me, the only reason why I'm here today is because God is us. He is the sustainer of our minds. He gave me my mind back. Because what I experienced knocked the wind out of me. It knocked life out of me. Don't play with it. Don't you allow yourself to listen to those thoughts over and over and over and over and over. The Bible tells us to cast down every vain imagination, everything that lifts itself against the knowledge of God. We got to cast down every verbiage of the enemy because he's trying to keep us in lockup and God is trying to set us free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Not only that, we're going to settle in our hearts by truth, by acknowledging that it happened, by seeking help. And then the last one that I want to talk about is forgiveness. We're going to settle things in our heart. These are all the things that we have to do before we move forward. We got to acknowledge that it happened. We got to set truth in it. It happened with somebody that we love. Yeah, it shouldn't have happened with our mama. Yeah, it should have never happened with our daddy. Yes, it never should have happened with the pastor at the church. No, it should never happen with the evangelist at the church. No, it should have never happened with the deacon at the church. No, it should have never happened through our cousins. It should have never happened with our best friend. It should have never happened with our husband, but it did. And we have to acknowledge it. We got to get help. We got to seek guidance. Don't you move forward in your life if you haven't dealt with your trauma. Some of us, why we act the way we act is full of trauma. How you talk, how you act, how you talk, all that is your trauma. That's just who I am. No, it's not. That's not who you are. That's what your trauma created. Because you never dealt with it. You never talked about it. So you walking around here being hard to deal with, hard to live with. Don't you know that it's difficult for people to be in fellowship with you, to have a relationship with you when you in bondage? Your bondage touches everything. I don't care what nobody said. We ain't living in them old days. Yeah, we're gonna use God, the word, prayer, and we're gonna get us some help. We're gonna use every resource available, and we're gonna depend on the source, which is God, to make all the resources available work out for our good. I'm talking about good people, people that I love, good people. I'm talking about real good, good people, people that I saw on the mountaintop, people that I would have never thought would be in the predicament that they are in, because they move forward without selling their hearts, selling their minds, selling their spirit. This stuff don't go away. Something else gonna happen in your life. And guess what it's gonna do? It's gonna expose what's already in you. It's not a coincidence. All this death around me keep losing loved ones. Yeah, I go see my counselor. Because I need to make sure that I'm processing it right. I need to make sure that my heart ain't hiding stuff from me. We know absent from the body means present with the Lord, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't affect me. Both can be true. It's not an oxymoron. Both things can be true. That I know that they with God, and I'm glad that they have salvation. But maybe it bothered me to watch somebody take their last breath. Somebody that I love. It's some things in our hearts, not just in our minds, but in our hearts. And so we can't fight the enemy when our hearts is full of all other kind of things like fear, anxiety, unbelief, trauma. I thought I was good because I was moving forward. And God said, let me show you what's in you. I'm going to let this happen. I'm going to let that happen. I'm going to let this happen so that you can see that you're not where you think you are. Before you move forward, y'all stop moving forward and you ain't right in your spirit. Stop moving forward if you're not right in your mind. Stop moving forward if you're not right in your heart. The Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. What we say most of the times is revealed what's in our hearts. How you act and speak out of your mind will be over here acting up and showing out. Your heart is revealing something. Don't you know God loves us today? He wants us free. He wants us free from anxiety. He wants us free from depression. He wants us free from everything that somebody then did. Multiple traumas. That you're not what happened to you. You're not what they did to you. And I'm going to say this, y'all be careful with who y'all be speaking on. Y'all be in agreement with people that y'all don't even know real dirty. Y'all be in agreement with people that is real, real evil and then does some evil stuff. Be careful who you in agreement with. You might just reveal your own spirit. We used to say it back in the days, birds of a feather flock together. Kindred spirit, familiar spirits. These spirits and stuff, that stuff is for real. It's not a game. If you're going back to a place that God delivered you from, you need to check your spirit. Your heart is being deceptive. You're thinking you're moving forward and you're going backwards. It's a trick of the enemy for us to be full of just chaos, trauma, sadness, and depression. We ain't trying to fake it till we make it. That's a lie from Satan. Fake what? Why would we fake it till we make it? When our God is truth. He's the true and living God. Everything that he does is true. It's real. It has life. And we have connected ourselves to all these quotes and and what fancy words that people give us to make us feel good in our flesh. And God said, I ain't trying to feed your flesh. I'm trying to deliver you from your flesh, and I'm trying to connect with your spirit. I'm trying to feed your spirit. Jesus talking about the end time in this chapter. He's talking about what's going to happen, not just with the disciples, but what's going to happen before he come back. And we need to be ready. And let me tell you something. In the Bible, it speaks of a God giving us what we need. He says, don't worry about it. When we start facing things that is going to give, it's going to bring people our way, that we might not feel confident enough to address them or confident enough to stand our ground and have these conferences. Sometimes confrontation is necessary. I'm here for it. If it means that I'm free, I'm here for it. If it means that I get delivered from whatever it is that I need to get delivered from, guess what? I'm here for it. Let's go. What's up? Because what I'm not willing to do is stay in bondage the rest of my life. That's what I'm not willing to do. So if that means that me and you got to come toe to toe, guess what? We coming toe to toe. Because I want to move forward in freedom. No more bondage. No more things hidden in my heart. No more covering up. Because when I move forward, I'm going to move forward with my heart settled. When I move forward, I'm going to move forward with my heart in peace. When I move forward, my mind is going to be at rest. My spirit is going to be calm. Why? Because I'm moving in freedom. Some of us is carrying bags. And bags and bags and bags of stuff. Years of it. Years and years of years of stuff that you never talked about. Stuff that you hid so that you wouldn't have to deal with the pain. It ain't going nowhere. It's showing up in your family. It's showing up in how you treat people. It's showing up in how you are an example before your children. They see it. All you have to do is ask them. You want to know the truth about yourself? Ask your kids. Mine's ain't holding back. Mine's not. They're going to tell me exactly what they feel and how they see everything. Before you move forward, we got to settle some things. We got to settle some circumstances. God says, don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the people that's going to try to confront you. Don't worry about the people that's going to have an opinion about something that they don't even know that's true. Don't worry about them. He says he's going to give you what you need to say. When it's time, he's going to give you what you need to say. He's going to give you wisdom how to handle it. He's going to give you everything you need. There was a time where I had to confront somebody. And I'm going to talk about some more things about predators and grooming and predators and how they try to groom you. I'm going to talk about a lot of that during the year, because this year is more freedom, more of deliverance. I pray that for somebody. I pray that for somebody. Deliverance. Healing, being set free. Because that's more of my gifting. Yeah, I can preach, I can teach. But when it comes to deliverance and being set free, see, I understand now why I had to go through all the things that I had to go through. I understood why God allowed these things to happen, because he knew he was going to use me in ministry. When there was nobody there to lay hands on me for deliverance. It was God. But in return, I know what it looked like. And therefore, those are the areas that God loved to use me in. That I can speak unto the enemy. I ain't never been scared, because there's something living inside of me that's greater than what's in the world. And so this year for Ease Talk, I am literally praying for our deliverance, our healing, for breakthrough, for liberty, for us to really, really, really have this one relationship with God where we're operating as we should, that we're not afraid of the enemy. We're not afraid of who he's going to send, who's going to be operating in familiar spirits. We're not afraid of them. It is God's will that we receive deliverance before we move forward. He's going to give you what you need to say. He's going to prepare you for all kinds of situations. The Holy Spirit is going to give, he's going to lead you, he's going to guide you in all truth. It says that, and there shall not a hair on your head perish. We ain't going to perish. This thing is not going to take us out. This thing is not going to defeat us. Whatever it is that you're going through in your life, whatever it is that you've been through in your life, whatever thing that your heart didn't hear from you, I come to serve it notice that it won't take you out. You will not perish. Not even a hair on your head will perish. Nothing. Everything will succeed. Everything will have victory. Why? Because whom the Son set free is free. He says in Luke chapter 4, he come to set the captives free. Who is he talking to? He's talking to us. He come to set us free. We're going to get what we need this year. We're going to get deliverance this year. We're going to be set free this year. We're not going to keep moving forward and we're still in bondage. He said, by your patience possesses your soul. That word patient in the Greek means to have a strong endurance. When you have a chance, go back and read this scripture over. He says that by your patience possesses your soul. In other words, God is going to give us a strong endurance to endure the things that we have to endure in this life. We ain't going to be waiting in no passive way. Listen, the Holy Ghost give us power. I ain't just talking. I'm telling you what I know. The Holy Ghost give us power. He don't give us the spirit of fear, but he give us power, love, and of a sound mind. My mind going to be solid. We're going to be solid this year. We're going to be solid. Why? Because we're going to be solid on the rock. That rock is Jesus. We're going to be solid this year. We ain't going to be double-minded. We're not going to be pushed back and forth in the wind. We're going to stand firm. Why? Because we're going through it through Jesus. He says, Not a hair on your head shall be lost. Not one. He's able to preserve us and keep us in times we need to be kept. He's able to do that. But we have to position ourselves to make sure before we move forward that we settle some things, that we sell our hearts, and we sell our hearts by being truthful. We sell our hearts by acknowledging that things hurt us. People hurt us. Whoever those people are, situation hurt us. That loved one died, it hurt us. Acknowledging. And then we make sure that we settle by our hearts by forgiveness. The only way we're going to get true deliverance is that we have to forgive. Maybe you just like me. Maybe you move forward in a situation and you just move forward and it never dawned on you that you needed to forgive that person. Out of sight, out of mind. Trying to rush through things. Trying to just get past the hurt. Trying to move forward. There's been a lot of situations that I just moved forward. I never dealt with it. And then when I started dealing with it, I realized that I never forgave them. I never truly forgave them. And that's why it's so important for us to take a step back. Like, hold on, let me deal with this. Because we're not really moving forward. We're spiritually stuck if we're still in our hearts harboring some things. Consuming unforgiveness. Consuming lies. Forgiveness is a big piece. Forgiveness means that I don't care if they never say they're sorry. If the offense never be acknowledged by them, I'm okay. But I forgive them, Lord. I set myself free by forgiveness. There's somebody out there, somebody raped you, and it's been difficult. Somebody in your family, somebody that you knew, it's been difficult for you to deal with it. And it never dawned on you that you really needed to forgive them so that you can move forward. That abuse, that physical abuse, that hatred that that parent had towards you, never feeling loved, never feeling accepted, never feeling wanted. And it never dawned on you the reason why you keep playing it over and over and over and over is because you have consumed unforgiveness in your heart. In order for us to really move forward in every way, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, forgiveness have to be the key. I knew I forgave someone that when I didn't have it in my heart to get even. I knew that. When I knew that I had an opportunity to take a person out and I chose not to, I knew I had forgiven. Even had compassion. Because I know these people be lost for real. They lost for real. They miserable for real. And they need help. They need God. And so instead of me getting evil and doing evil for evil, I did evil. I address evil by doing good. And I'm going to talk about that as one of my topics too. But when I knew I forgave that person when I didn't feel nothing around them. Some of these people, we had to let them go. Not just a physical let go, but we have to settle some things in our heart so that our spirit can be calm. You're nervous, Rick, because your spirit ain't calm. You anxious because your spirit is not calm. What it coming from your heart. It's coming from our heart. We have to settle some things in our heart before we move forward. We can't just continue life like it is. Settle that thing. Before I move forward, I'm going to settle some things. That's all I have tonight. I pray that you guys been blessed. Thank you guys for coming on here on tonight. Like I said, I had the difficult time. Lord, you knew. God, I'm finna go somewhere, y'all. I'm sorry because I felt something real heavy come on me because I had the hardest time trying to get on live today. But thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph. We really don't believe that Satan be trying to stop things because I believe I spoke to somebody on tonight. I believe that I spoke to somebody's heart on tonight that they need to settle some things in their hearts. They've been carrying around some heavy things, some things that somebody did to them, some violations, some things that somebody was just so raw and dirty and grimy and just hurt them to their core. I believe that God is wanting to set that person free. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but I came on tonight to let you, I didn't close my eyes because I feel it so deep in my spirit. I came on tonight because I know it's somebody out there that God is speaking to on tonight. And God is saying, this is your way out. I'm planning your way of escape. You want to get rid of all this stuff that's been bogging you down? God said, this is your way of escape. I've opened the door to let you out. And your way is out by acknowledging. Your way is out by being truthful, being honest about what they did, how they did it, and how it hurt you. God says, I'm giving you your way out right now. You don't have to stay in bondage. You don't have to stay where you are in life, but I am opening the door to set you free. I wouldn't serve a God who wouldn't set me free. I wouldn't serve a God who couldn't open doors for me. God said, I have a right before you right now. I have an open door for you. You have to make some decisions on today. It's either them or me. I choose me. I love me enough to forgive them. I love me enough to forgive them and move on to my life because God has something greater. There was a promise in that word. He gave us a promise. If we get past this point, when you move forward, that's when you can receive the prize of the high calling. That's when you can get everything. Now you can see why it was all, why you went through what you went through. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you that your word will never return to you void, but it will accomplish that thing that pleases you, God. Lord God, we know that this year is the light that you're going to do above and beyond in our life, God. We open ourselves to you, Lord God. We ask that you will search us, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that the things that our hearts are hidden from us, Lord God, that you will reveal those things. God, we know that you come to set the captives free, God. We submit and we humble ourselves to your mighty feet, Lord God. We surrender to you, Lord God. We surrender our hearts. We surrender our minds. We surrender our will to you, Father. We say, have your way in our life, God. We want to be free. God, we want to be delivered. God, we want to, Lord God, have this abundance life that you have promised us, Lord God. We don't care who's going to come against us. We don't care who's going to say that it didn't happen, Lord God. We're not concerned about them, Lord God. We're only concerned about your plan, your purpose, and your provision for our life, God. And so as we surrender to you, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, freedom in our life, God. We pray freedom over our minds and our hearts today, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that your perfect will be done in our life, Lord God, that nothing can stop us, Lord God, that we are unstoppable, Lord God, that we could never be defeated, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord, because you cannot be defeated, Lord God. You said, great is he that is in us, the he that's in the word. If you be for us, who and what can be against us, Lord? And so in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for deliverance. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for forgiveness, for us to walk in forgiveness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made, Father, and because of Lord God, we can rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for freedom today, Lord God. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for liberty. We thank you, Lord God, that you removed the scales, that you have removed the chains, Lord God, that kept us in bondage for years and years and years. But I declare today, Lord, that every man and every woman at the sound of my voice, Lord God, that has agreed with me, with your word, in the spirit, that they shall be free on tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for freedom today. We thank you, Lord God, for liberty today. We thank you, Lord God, for surrendering today. We thank you for forgiveness today, Lord God. In Jesus' name. The name that's above every name, the name that's above depression, the name that's above anxiety, the name that's above trauma, the name is above unforgiveness, the name that's above bitterness, the name that's above everything that we could ever think about or face in life, the name that's above every demonic spirit, the name that's above every demonic way and scheme and device. We call on Jesus' name because we realize in Jesus' name, this is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything in his name, it shall be done. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and praise God. I'm trying to control myself. I feel something deep in my spirit. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for your spirit being present. I thank you, Lord God, for your spirit being present, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for your spirit being present. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us and leads us into all truth, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to contain myself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, guys, for being on here tonight. Lord, have your way, do what you please. That's why I'm here. I am a living vessel. I submit to you and you only. Whatever your will is, Lord God, I submit to it. But I feel deliverance on this thing on tonight. I feel breakthrough. You don't have to leave the same way that you came, but when you leave tonight, you can leave delivered, you can leave healed, you can leave set free. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. before you move forward, settle some things. So things got to be settled. We have to make the decision to settle. We have to make the decision. It's your decision. You have to do the decision thing. God is not going to do everything for us. It's some things that we have to do on our own. Once you make the decision, God will come in agreements with you. He'll come in agreements with you. He want to know how bad you want to be free. He want to know how bad you want your life to change. And so we thank him on tonight. That's all I have on tonight. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you've been blessed. Somebody needs deliverance. God, meet them where they are. Send your ministry angels, Lord God, to set free and deliver. I don't know who it is, but I do know, God, that you all-knowing, all-powerful, God. And whatever that person need, God, I pray in the name of Jesus. I intercede on their behalf, God. And I pray deliverance. I pray healing. I pray that they be set free. And we give you all the glory, God. I pray that you guys been blessed. I pray that something is said to encourage you to change something in your life. Let's stop coming to God, not having an expectation for change. He want to do it. He's willing to do it. He's ready to do it. We just got to know that he's here. We got to know that he want to do something in the inside of us to make us different, to change something about us that we cannot remain the same. Glory. Thank you, Lord. And so don't keep coming on here and not expecting things to radically change your life. We ain't talking about no anything. We talking about the one that still has all power in his hands. The only person that can do all things except fail. The one that specializes in the impossible. And so on tonight, God want to do that for us. Whatever it is, whatever you stand in need of, God want to do that thing for you on tonight. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for being attentive to hear what the Spirit is saying, because he's speaking. Before you move forward, you got to settle some things. Stop moving forward because you ain't going nowhere. Spiritually, you're not moving. Emotionally, you're not moving. You at a standstill. That's why you still feel stuck. That's why you still don't feel like you're free, because you cannot move with this stuff still in your life. God is wanting to deliver. He's wanting to set you free. He want to settle your heart. He want to calm your spirit. He want to bring peace to your mind. But you're going to have to settle some things. That's all I have tonight. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to me on tonight. Thank you for your patience. I pray again that something has encouraged you. I pray that this year that God is going to do above and beyond all that we could ever ask or think. I have an expectation for your life to change. I have an expectation for my life to change. And anyone else that needs changing. And thank you guys. I love you guys. I'm so wired up. I hope I can think of what my closing is. I done got wired off this Holy Spirit. And as I say every time I leave, I can't remember it. Got something else on my heart. I'll remember next time. Because I cannot remember. It's something heavy on my heart. Somebody's deliverance. Yeah, that spirit is high. And I'm trying to contain myself because this is a podcast. But I still want God to have his way. If that means that I have to get out of protocol for somebody to receive their deliverance. If that means that I have to lose this dignified speaking for somebody to get their deliverance, I will. Because it's never about me. It's never about what I can say or what I can do. It's always about the Holy Spirit. and what he want to do in our lives. But you guys have a good night. I tell you to be wise, have understanding, create your own boldness, and seek your own change. Thank you guys for being with me on tonight. If there's somebody out there that needs a breakthrough and you need to contact me. It might not be anybody that's on this live. It might be somebody that's going to come across this podcast live and need somebody to help intercede, somebody to be in agreement with their deliverance. I am available. I am available. We thank God. We love him. And we thank him for his Holy Spirit. You guys, y'all have a good night. I'm going to get off this live and let you guys go. I went longer than what I intended to. But I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank him for moving in such a way that I know that somebody's going to receive deliverance on tonight. I love you guys. And y'all continue to move forward and settle what you need to settle in your heart. Good night.